WIRX.
Well, good morning. 844 Brock Hunter.
Audio neighbor.
Well, it's that time for everyone's favorite history lesson. That's right. Dust off those history books. Get those.
Oh, you're going into teacher mode,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, teacher mode. That's right. Teacher Brock.
You're gonna try to be like your dad. Yeah, your dad was a teacher.
Teacher Brock. You're not going to learn much from me, but we
not
are going to learn.
That's for sure.
We are going to learn what happened this day in history.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
Oh, God. That's the intro for
you
it?
You like that? Let's do it again.
That's the new intro.
It's time for This Day in History.
I spent a Saturday morning, like learning, you know, PBS. What is this?
And now it's time for This Day in History.
Was our voice guy busy or something?
Yeah. I asked Johnny Greaser to do it, and he did a great job.
What kind of voice is that?
All right, here you go, Hunter. On this day in history, September 7th, 1880, George Ligowski was granted a patent for his device that threw clay pigeons for trap shooters. Pow, yes! Pow, pow.
Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Dude, I love that guy. That guy, dude, you have no idea. If you can hear me up there, because you're up there, you're in heaven.
Yeah,
you invented a great day. Thank you. It's one of the most fun things to do.
Yeah.
I've never left shooting clays with a frown on my face. That's for sure.
I didn't realize, really for me, the big thing is I didn't realize trap shooting went back that far. Not saying it was like invented 20 years ago, but 1880 was when he developed the machine to fling them. Before that, I wonder how were they doing it before, though? You just had one guy standing out there like, all right.
He invented the hand thrower, right? One that just kind of clamps to it.
It doesn't say. I don't know if it's the slingshot one, you know, that's got the spring to it, which, by the way, shop class, one of my friends put, like, part of, like, senior year, we could do our own projects. I built a potato gun. That was my final project for shop class, my senior year.
Which you could do back in the day. Yeah, this is, right.
You could do that 20 years ago. Nowadays, you can't do that. You'd be expelled forever. But
now you can't even bring a fork to lunch.
My one buddy, Mike, brought in this old, you know, slingshot clay pigeon thrower, right? And he put it didn't work, all right? Because what it ended up doing was just flinging the clay pigeon. Like, it was too fast. Dude, the spring he put on that thing came off of like a John Deere like tractor. It was insane.
Beefed up the spring action a little bit, huh?
So it looked really good, dude. He sanded it down and repainted it. It looked all nice. And then he put this massive spring on it. Dude, if took that thing to like the chest, you're dead. That shoot that clay.
Yeah, you get too close to it, take one to the shin.
Like, I don't even
go
think,
back to the original spring.
Like, a professional trap shooter, that thing came out like an effing rocket, dude. Gone.
Dude, shooting clays, skeet shooting.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's an awesome time. Man, that's one of my, if you were to win the lotto, that'd be a huge, huge backyard with a big back deck. With just like a button that I could push, dude, and just shoot clays all day long. Sit there with a gun.
It's an awesome time. However, don't do what we did for my brother's bachelor party. Go out golfing and drinking and then go shoot clays.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
I'm pretty sure like 9 people almost died that day. It was insane. Yeah. That is
going to be hanging around you.
Sober sport.
Drinking after shooting, man.
Yeah. You know? Sober sport. Trap shooting, all right? Sober sport. But all right, there you go. George Ligowski got us all into trap shooting.
Thank you, man.
Flinging them. Instead of that one guy who no one liked who had to sit out there behind like a little piece of plywood and then just throw
just
him up in the
throw
air.
Him up in
oh,
the
God.
Air.
please, just aim higher. Aim higher. All right, that's what happened this day in history. Your comedian for today is Mark Norman. We'll be back.